Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. The verdict is in the trial of Karen Reed, and we are going to go directly to that coverage right now so we can see exactly what is going on here.
The defendant has been envelope, and they've been in your presence ever since. Yes. Mr. Foreman, on docket number 2282CR117001, murder in the second degree, what say you? Is the defendant at the bar guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
So say you, Mr. Foreman? So say you?
Sure.
No. Yes. Do you agree?
Yes.
Do all of you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. 002, what say you? Is the defendant at the bar not guilty or guilty?
Not guilty.
Of?
Is not guilty or guilty of a... that charge or any lesser included charge? Thank you. Specifically number 5, operating under the influence of liquor by operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or greater. Correct?
Yes.
So say you, Mr. Foreman?
Guilty.
So say you all?
Yes. Guilty.
003, what say you, is the defendant at the bar leaving the scene after accident resulting in death? The defendant not guilty or guilty? So say you, Mr. Foreman? So say you all?
You can hear the court cheers outside of the courtroom right now as the verdict is being read.
002 is guilty of operating in the influence of liquor, and 003 not guilty. Thank you.
All right, jurors, everybody please be seated.
The most expensive OWI or DUI or whatever you want to call it in your state trial ever.
Thank you very much.
All rise.
So despite Karen Reed admitting to hitting John O'Keefe, despite all of that, despite the evidence pointing in one direction, we have a verdict of not guilty. She was just drunk, that's all. Her taillight, it exploded somewhere else.
Karen Reed,
not yet.
Karen Reed, Ms. Reed, can I have your attention? As required by statute, I must inform you that the records regarding the charges that you have been found not guilty will be sealed by the Commissioner of Probation by the court unless you notify the Commissioner of Probation in writing within 10 days that you do not want these records sealed. To request that these records not be sealed, you may use the Request Not to Seal form, which is posted on the trial court's website on mass.gov. I cannot accept the form here in court. You must submit it to the Commissioner of Probation at the address provided on the form. Please be aware that if the records regarding the charges which you have been found not guilty are sealed, you will be unable to access the sealed record of not guilty dispositions or any other records regarding those charges. If you want copies of any documents regarding those charges before the records are sealed, you should request copies from the court within 10 days. Do you understand? Thank you.
All right, so we need a date for sentencing. Can we do it next week?
We can. We would be prepared to go forward today.
Okay.
Perhaps we can approach sidebar briefly.
Okay.
So the jury now going to, or the judge rather, now going to determine when they're going to be doing sentencing. The prosecution there saying that they are possibly ready to do sentencing today. We will see what Judge Bev decides in that matter. But what we have is...
All right, so Mr. Iannetti, you're ready to go forward today as well?
Yes, please.
Sentencing
hey,
is today.
What's the Commonwealth's recommendation?
Your Honor, the Commonwealth moves for sentencing. We recommend a probation 1 year, 24D program.
So the standard that everybody else gets on their first time OUI?
Certainly.
Okay.
We ask that she be treated no differently, no better.
So I'm happy to do it. All right. Thank you all.
1 year probation. 1 year probation on docket number 002, the lesser included offense of operating under the influence. 1 year probation. Thank you. The 24D program is.
1 year probation is what she gets for.
All right.
The 10 cocktails, a taillight that I guess we're never going to know how it exploded, even though I think we know very well what happened. Yeah, everything else.
Wow.
Stacey Cole joining me.
Hi, I messaged you that a verdict was in, and then I had to run and do something. I had somebody at the door, so I didn't hear what the verdict was, and I just tuned in. Is it guilty?
It is not guilty. It's the most expensive DUI, DWI, OUI, whatever it is, charge. It's the most expensive case ever for an operating while intoxicated.
Wow.
All that. Just,
wow. So what was the sentencing for?
The sentencing is for 1 year probation.
For?
Drunk driving. She got the drunk driving charge. That's okay. Why I said it's the most expensive drunk driving charge ever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, and wow, isn't that what we kind of said? That's what we knew for sure. That she drove drunk, she admitted that, but she also admitted she
said guaranteed. I've been saying guaranteed she will get that charge, and she got that charge. The jury, they certainly introduced enough reasonable doubt for that jury, I guess, to believe that, despite the other evidence, despite videos, despite Karen Reed, her own words in many ways incriminating her. That none of that mattered today.
Wow.
None of that mattered today. It's interesting because I'm wondering what this is going to mean for trials in the future. Now that this has kind of been a precedent setting to a certain extent, a vitriolic group outside of a courthouse being led in an almost cult-like manner by one person. Are we going to see, you know, copycats of this, essentially? This is really showing us just how influential the social media, how influential any form of media really can be when weaponized in one direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm choosing my words carefully here because I don't want to alienate half of our audience. I think social media has shaped our world, and I'm not sure this is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. News used to be something that you would see, I think it's 6 o'clock at night, and I'm going back a little bit, you know, I'm dating myself, I'm in my 50s. News was something you saw around dinner time and then before you went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really it. There might have been something in the morning. Now we've got social media. We have TikTok, which is social media, but a lot of people are getting their news from those sources. And to keep things rolling, there has to be something all the time. You've got to feed that monster. So you're always looking for that next thing. And we're all like little monkeys reaching for pellets. We need that next bite. We need that next thing. And that's what these trials have turned into.
Well,
our view of society has turned into this. Well, give me more information.
We're in a algorithm world where.
Yeah.
And I'm not complaining here about verdict on this case. It's like, it is what it is. I'm talking more in general here about this and just future cases for any side, you know, whether it's a side that, you know, one views as being righteous in their attempts to influence a jury. I mean, that's ultimately the goal no matter what. But, you know, there were certain ways that it was done, and there's certain ways that it's done now that there's no escaping. And the vitriolic campaign group outside from people who feel that they've been wronged or they identify with the defendant in some way, shape, or form that go onto social media, and then the algorithms only feed them what they want to hear. They don't get fed anything in opposition, or what they do is very sparse, and if they're not doing a deep dive onto each side, they don't see it, or they won't see it, or just the brain won't recognize it as being something. I think that's a scary part of this. And there's even been talk here in this case itself of individuals that may have infiltrated that jury and been on that jury that already had their mind made up before even going into this. I'm not making the accusation. Certainly you two have probably seen reports and people who've made that claim. Not a good thing at all. Be interesting to see if that gets any sort of investigation. But when you have that mindset of someone going into something because they've already been so influenced in one way, I wonder if we're going to see more of this, if we're going to see more trials that aren't even necessarily, it wouldn't necessarily be big headlines, but they become big because this group got a ton of support for whatever reason it may be, or was able to conjure up a ton of support for whatever reason it may be. Had this
it
not-
It certainly changes the dynamic, doesn't it? That this isn't just a grouping of people from our society. It's how do you find that impartial juror in today's world? How do you find that person now?
I don't know that you do. I think it's a system that needs to be updated, a system that needs to not operate like it's, 1755. Because the way that we handle this, the way it's, okay, don't go home, don't talk to anybody, look, people are going to go home and they're going to look at the internet and they're going to talk to people. The only way around it is sequestering a jury. But do we want to do that in every case? I think that's kind of ridiculous too. I don't know. I do not have the answer to this, but there's people are influenced and in any way you want to say. I'm not making it about this case. I'm just saying people can be influenced in any way one would want if they have enough money and enough people who will want to get behind that cause, whether it be righteous or not. And seems that sometimes the loudest will win.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I were going to talk about today before this verdict came in was the Brian Kohberger case. They're having a hearing probably right now as we speak, as we're recording this. And one of their issues is the Dateline special. Mm-hmm. How is that going to taint the jury? So there's the market is saturated out there, and I market meaning potential jurors. We are just inundated with information. I don't know. Like you said, we can't keep using the same standard from, the beginning of the court systems because the times are different. Mm-hmm. I filled my tank up with gas today. I saw a snippet about national trials. Just, here's your court minute while I'm getting gas from the gas pump. Mm-hmm. How do you avoid things like that? You can try and say, well, I'm on a jury. I'm not going to go onto social media. But then you go fill up your car and you're getting inundated. So we are in a different world right now. And I just don't know how anybody gets, quote unquote, a fair trial. I think we need to redefine what a fair trial is.
Yeah, it's hard because even when you get into the trial, there are, you have to go through the admission of evidence. And do you admit this? Do you admit that? Will it be allowed? Will it not be allowed? And there's many trials where things don't get admitted that really should be. And it works both ways. But there doesn't really seem to be a huge standard on how we make these decisions. It's very much up to the judge individually in each case and who you get, luck of the draw there. These have been problems forever. I think the biggest thing with social media and the way that people like to get into groups, the tribalism in our country, this is a prime example of just how tribal people can get.
As you're saying that, Tony, you're making a really great point. As I'm watching live court TV right now, throngs of people outside the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Karen hasn't come out yet. I'm sure she's got to sign some paperwork and things like that. But it looks like...
Is that Tan Mom?
there are hundreds of people outside the courthouse. And I'm a busy person.
You are beyond busy. I don't have time to do this. And there was a case right in there. My area
is that
a couple years
mom?
Ago where I was very passionate. There was a woman who killed a dog by pouring bleach down its throat.
Yeah.
I went and marched around the courthouse. I did an online thing on Facebook. I had 50,000 people following the case. So I was kind of like this. But it was more I wanted justice for the dog. Yeah, that does look like Tan Mom.
Right there, the blonde one. Yeah, I think this is an African-American woman here. But the, I think...
Yes.
I think that's a lot of tanner.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, to me, this is weird. You're not involved in this case. The only reason I wanted to be involved in the dog case was because who's speaking for the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Karen Reed could speak for herself, and she had attorneys.
Yeah.
It's a very different feeling. And who are these people who have this kind of time?
I don't know.
For somebody that they don't know, I understand you want justice served. Well, I totally get that.
I'm not going to criticize the people, it's a weird thing. I mean, if you got the time and you want to go be passionate about something, I guess, I don't know. It seems like there'd be more productive, better things to be passionate about other than a 40-some-year-old woman who had 10 drinks and very likely backed into her boyfriend for trying to get her off on a murder charge. Like that, I don't know, where like how that speaks to people going, this seems like a good one. But I think it speaks more to because people have been wronged in different right ways, and then they apply their own victimhood to that, going, oh yeah, I had a man spoke to me horribly once too, or a cop did this or whatever. Then they apply their own trauma to the case, even though it's nothing to do with the case, and then that ends up shaping their view of it. Nothing's going to change it, while it has truly nothing to do with the case itself and everything to do with one's own victimhood and not being able to, I don't know, I guess find resolution for oneself and peace with oneself of whatever trauma that they had endured.
It's just a very different mentality that I'm going to stand outside a courthouse with signs in support of somebody I don't know. Because mm-hmm. I can't imagine all those people know her and have a vested interest in what happens to her. And I don't know that. That's just an opinion. I guess I've never felt compelled to do that other than the dog that I was concerned about. But sure. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't seen a case that, you know, speaks to my soul like that. I don't know. It's just interesting to watch.
For whatever reason, this case spoke to a lot of people's souls.
It did.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know what that is, because you had men and women both that were very, very into this. So mm-hmm. I mean, maybe for very different reasons too. For whatever reason, that's how this one landed.
Now what's next for her?
Well, probation. And I guess we wait till her next DUI charge or OUI or whatever it is. I hope this may have taught someone a lesson about that at the very least.
Everybody a lesson.
Yeah.
You know, that alcohol and motor vehicles don't mix.
Mm-hmm. What's likely to happen next is a lot of civil lawsuits being filed against Karen Reed from everyone who was wronged in this. The Elberts, the McCabes, she's going to get sued. And so she has, it's not the end of the road for her. There's going to be a lot of civil litigation that's going to be tying up the next decade or two for her. Where that goes, who knows? There's a lot that can come out in discovery there. O.J. Simpson obviously found not guilty of murder there, but was found guilty in a civil court. So...
Who do you think gets the first interview of Karen Reed? Is it going to be a Dateline? Do you think they'll go back for more?
I think whoever offers Karen Reed the most money will get the first interview of Karen Reed.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
I think that's how that's going to work here on out. This is no longer a interview option for free. This is now a paid interview. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, there's already a documentary crew following her around. So there may not be that option. There may be a deal already in place that's whoever that is getting it. But who knows? Who knows? I would imagine she's going to give an interview fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the public, because she's not going to want to. This is going to die. Now that this is over, this is going to die. The public speculation on this case, everything, if it's not going on, it's going to disappear just like everything else disappears into the ether. It will have a pop-up again here and there, possibly when the civil things come up, but this is a case that will now, it will go away. The next news cycle will come. So if she wants to stay relevant into a documentary or whatever it may be, yeah, I think we're going to see some interviews pretty quick.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting to me is I want to hear from the jurors. I want to hear what they've got to say.
That'd be very fascinating to hear what they have to
mm-hmm.
say.
And that's where my fascination lies. Like, what was going on in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Were there people who said she was guilty, and were they persuaded? And what persuaded them? What changed them over? Or did everybody come in and go, we're not convinced. I would love to know that.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
They were obviously there for quite some time. So my guess is they were, there were some people who were wanting this to be manslaughter or second degree. And I'm guessing a holdout, the compromise was the OW or the drunk driving charge.
Is this justice for John?
No. I mean, in my opinion, no, not at all.
No.
I mean, it's putting the damn thing to a close. And honest to God, and I've said it from the beginning, had Karen not opened her mouth and said everything that she said, I don't think any of this would be going on today. I think it would have been more cut and dry. So had all of that not come out, and this other mountain of evidence that, you know, many people very much believe shows her guilt. I don't think you'd have this. I think if early on they looked at it and said, we don't have the evidence, because they didn't have the evidence. They didn't have the vehicle data. They didn't have the timing of the impact and all those pieces that are very key to this. Maybe saying that that should have just been the OUI or the drunk driving charge versus the manslaughter versus the second degree. They thought they were going to go harder on her for whatever reason. And that's all, if that's all we knew at the time, that would have made more sense not to go to the harsher charges.
Yeah.
The harsher charges made more sense the more we got to know about Karen Reed, the more we got to know about the actual incident. At that time, we didn't have that knowledge. So at that time, I think if this had not been overcharged, none of this would have happened. But at the end of the day, I don't know that she was overcharged. I mean, they found her not guilty, but I think they proved, although they did not have the knowledge at the time to make that charge, that that charge was relevant and that it made sense based on driving drunk and... They did not believe that she struck him. But if she did strike him, that's a second degree charge, drunk and striking. So maybe that was what the thought process was.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, my heart just goes out to John's family and to Karen. This had to be just gut wrenching the entire time
mm-hmm.
for everybody. For yeah. everybody. I don't know how you put your life back together. John's family, they disappeared out of the courtroom. They were gone. No idea where, you know, they probably just scurried to their car to get away from everybody.
Sure.
Just, you know, their child died all over again.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know that convicting her also would have done anything for them as well.
No, I don't know that would have done anything. For that, I mean, their kid's gone. They just, I think they wanted to see someone being held responsible for it. Because look, we're still here left now going, well, then how the hell did John get out there? Because this is her being found not guilty is not a confirmation that the people in the house killed him either.
Correct.
That is not what that means. It means they don't believe that there was enough evidence for her to have done it. So that's where you have factually innocent coming into play. And that's what I wonder about here is, was this a factually innocent decision by that jury where, you know, it's very likely that this happened, but that's not beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
So I think you have that. I am surprised a bit that the lack of the Proctor defense and all of that. I mean, yeah, they did go into it, but it really wasn't the impact that it was the first time. That landed better than I thought it would, I guess. Again, there's so many questions here about if there's a holdout in this and people just wanted to go home, because that, you know, we can break it down, you know, seven ways to Sunday here. But what's going to be the most telling is what those jurors say of what actually went on in that courtroom.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Just a stunning trial, really.
Yeah.
A stunning second trial. You know, mm-hmm. The first one was shocking. This one just, it occupied my brain for a long time.
It did. And usually the sequels suck.
Right? This one was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the Laurie Bell sequels, they weren't that great. But this was very fascinating. Fascinating in so many ways, just in human behavior. I think the most for me was that on this one. Because it really just, it revealed a lot. Just very interesting to see how this all played out. So you go. Karen Reed found not guilty of the murder of John O'Keefe, but guilty on the drunk driving charge, getting 1 year probation for that.
Is that typical for drunk driving that you get probation, your first offense?
That's what they
that works.
That's what they just said in the courtroom. Hank was the one that she asked, you know, what's the suggestion? And that's what he suggested. He didn't go for two and a half years behind bars, which I was kind of hoping he would. But and the judge said, well, you know, so basically what we give everybody for the most part on the first offense, and that's what they gave.
Well, because I'm sitting in the state of Wisconsin at this time.
Oh, they just give you another beer in Wisconsin. They're like,
here, had 10 drinks. That's a Friday night here. So in Wisconsin, this is just Wisconsin, first offense, if the driver has no prior convictions within the past 10 years, it's a misdemeanor and carries no jail time unless there was a minor passenger and a fine of $150 to $300 and license revocation of 6 to 9 months.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Interesting.
But there you go. Karen Reed found not guilty today of the murder, but getting the guilty charge on drunk driving.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.